I tell you, Sir Lord Travis, as I check out all of the what's coming in NFTs, I am finally at overwhelm phase. How about you?
It is. There's a lot of stuff going on, and we kind of think that this is, you know, that whole poster. It's like you see the iceberg, and it's just that little bit over the water, and then you see that whole thing. But actually, it's this whole thing under the water. Like, we know that. Here's what's happened, and then here's what's coming, and it's crazy here at the Nifty Show.
Indeed it is, and we've got guests for you today. Here we go.
What do we see? It's lined with digital collectibles. We call them NFTs. Games, trading cards, digital art, and those crypto kitties. Travis and Joel are the hosts, you'll know. Travis and Joel say this won't blow. They're locked and loaded, so ready, set, go. It's the Nifty, really kind of spiffy. The Nifty Show.
Nifty Show numero 8 to the 5, over 1 year strong. I think we're somewhere around on the podcast listens, 2,000 or so downloads each week, which ranks us in the top 100 of technology shows on iTunes. So that's pretty cool, Trev.
Yeah, we're 85 years old. We've been doing this. Oh, wait, I guess not. 85 weeks old or something. That's not, it's different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little different. Not quite that old yet. But this space is fun. We have some fun guests with us today. Who all are we talking to today, Joel?
Well, we're going to kick it off here in a moment with our friend Rhett from Crypto Chibis. We've also got Bear K. Yorick standing by from Midgard Clash, so we can get our weapons all ready. And we pre-recorded an interview with the folks at Limpo doing NFTs on the Binance Smart Chain that are athlete-based. And this is a part of Animoca Brands, who we've told you is breaking down all the barriers and doing some big stuff. So you're not going to want to miss any of that. We're also going to talk about a few projects that we're spotting out in the wild. But first, it's our pleasure to welcome one of our own tribe. Always love seeing one of the members of the Republic of Bad Cryptopia creating in the NFT space on Wax, this time bringing Chibis back, but doing it the right way, unlike those of you who may have seen a Chibi debacle on Wax last year. Crypto Chibis are the real deal, and here to talk about it is Rhett, otherwise known as R Bang Bang. Rhett, welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
It's like you're always there in our, you know, our community meetings and stuff, and in the hero chat, and now it's like you're here. It's like you're home.
Yeah, gotta learn somewhere. So in my defense, I came in after the Chibis debacle from last year. So I actually heard about that a couple times in the last few weeks of people being like, are you associated with them by chance? And I had to re-educate myself on that one, but no relation.
Which is good. Maybe, you know, Chibis is not something that's owned by one group of people. So maybe start by telling us, what is a Chibi?
Chibi is just the type of drawing, the animation. It's characterized by the big heads and the big eyes on little bodies. So we went that way with our animals, and you know the crypto part of it. You know, crypto punks, crypto kitties, just kind of filtered in being the CC, and so that's where it came from. It's just literally the type of drawing, and thought the name kind of had a good ring to it.
Good stuff. Fun art. It's not quite anime, but they've got those big old eyes. That makes them look all super cute. I've seen filters online on the Instagrams with the chibi kind of vibe, which looks a little creepy. Was somebody having is that the emergency broadcast system coming through?
Is there an Amber Alert going on somewhere? It's not on my phone.
We got a tornado warning out here in Denver.
Oh, lovely. I got out just in time, huh?
Tornado.
Just to get the tornado warnings in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Right. We don't want those. We get the tropical storm warnings here. So tell us about Crypto Chiba. What does the set entail? How many of them are there, and what's the storyline behind it?
So we actually just dropped our first packs this past Tuesday. Our first six characters all came in, 9 rarity levels per the packs, and then a blending just opened up about a half hour ago. For 3 exclusively blends, you know, just by doing your commons and uncommons.
Look at how cute they are. They're so cute. I like this one with the different colored eyes. You know, he's got the gold eye and the green eye here. Where's the pack? Where's the link to get packs on here? It goes to Nifty Blocks, right?
It's Nifty Blocks. Yeah, we're supposed to have our website revamped by Monday this week, but ran into some snags on that and some other things. So we can have that done by Monday.
If you guys go to niftyblocks.com, you can see right here on the main page one of the top collections right now. I like that they're doing this. They show you what's hot at the moment, and chibis are hot. You can click right here and go to drops. And looks like the whitelist packs are sold out. You guys have an opportunity here. There's very few of the big packs left. You guys that are watching right now, they're $12 a pack. In fact, I'm gonna just go ahead and grab one myself right now because
is that the extinct pack?
The extinct pack is gonna be extinct soon, and you want to have that. So let's pop one of those open right now and see what's inside.
You got your audio going?
I don't know that it shares the audio across here. Oh, there's that pop-up issue that we have sometimes on Wax. I think this should fix it. I hear jungle noises. Moo. Wait, that didn't happen. Okay, what did I get here? Tell me about what I got. A Chi-Chi rainbow.
Yeah, so we have our base cards, our rainbow cards, and then they kind of go up from there. We got away from the traditional rare, uncommon, epic, mythic, legendary, and kind of just name them after what they are.
What's this guy right here? The Midas, that's a golden.
Yeah, yeah. So they're up there. The Elementals actually, collaborated with another hero, Alex Kess from the Heroes Discord, who has his own Elemental Symmetry. So he did those borders for us, did a wonderful job with them.
Nice.
So this was set up. It comes with a little bit more common, the base and the rainbow cards, but that's because they're set up to do the blends. All three of our blends are really high quality, where we would have put them, super low supply if they came in the packs. We decided to let people blend for them on the Super Bent Blade.
I need a lot more ingredients to blend, but looks like people are going after it already. A lot of them have been minted.
If you click on the Super Bent Blend page, you'll see all the actual ones from the cards. That's the regular blends.
Ah, here we go. Okay. Oh, cool.
Those are spiffy looking cards right there. Look at that. Oh, I like that one right there. That's super nice.
I think I sent you enough to do a hollow and a Finnick and a Chi-Chi, Joel.
Let's see. Okay, there we go. So I can do this one. All right, we're going to select that one. I heard, right? Wasn't that?
You might need to go one more down on the blends page.
So if you go back I hate to use that one. That's a number two mint right there. Which one do you say I should do?
I think if you go back out to the hollow. Yeah, that one.
This one here. Okay. All right.
So what's the rarest variety that you can get inside a pack?
So we actually have one of ones of each character called Endlings that come inside a pack. They're actually similar to the cards that you're seeing, but there's one change to them. And then the second best are called Angels, and they have the rainbow holographic frame that rotates in the 3D version. There's only 12 of those per character.
Mm. I should be able to see those if I go here to missing, right? That's one of the cool features here on Nifty Blocks is you can click see what you don't have. And so tell me when I get to one of those super rare ones. Like these right here? These are the one of ones?
Yep. Yeah, so you can see that the tiger lights up with the stripes. The wolf has a blue moon instead of the regular one. And then there's one little change. It's subtle, but it's there that you can see when you just do it. We actually have a golden ticket that has, last I checked before coming on, it's still in packs. Whoever pops that will get to either cash in, and if you have a pet that you want immortalized in the Crypto Chibi lure, we will make an actual character full production out of it, release it in packs. Give that person a one-on-one, or if you don't have a pet or think your pet's ugly, you can create and design your own character. We'll pull you into the production portal, and you'll see the start to finish and be able to have all the input on that.
Mm. Oh, I want to create a frog with Travis's head on it.
If you get that golden ticket, we'll make it happen.
Hey, Trav, did you get a pack?
Yeah, I've opened up a couple packs.
Why don't you go ahead and pop one here? Let's put your screen up and let people see what you got.
Let's see here. Yeah, I bought some extinct packs. Looks like I got sent over a couple endangered packs, maybe. Open up those.
I'm endangered. So while we're doing this, Rhett, are there plans for further gamification of the NFTs? Like, where do you go from here with these chibis?
So we're still in phase one, and that's going to be a lot more character introduction. We actually have our other six characters from the first 12 coming out on Tuesday in another set of packs, with blending, you know, going on a couple hours after they go live. So we'll run this all back next week. But we got about 2 to 3 months of that coming up, and October to November kind of starts our phase two, where we'll start a breeding mechanic. You know, it's all still being ironed out. You know, when I started this project back in February, you know, just having quality art was enough to set you apart. And obviously now NFTs have just blown through all kinds of stuff. So you need the utility there. You need to be able to add the value, and NFTs give you a way to do that. So we'll be hiring a developer. We'll be looking into some of that stuff for phase two for the breeding. And then phase three, we want to get into kind of a story, unlocking each of the characters' special powers and kind of going from there. So that's still a little bit down the line for us. We're literally only a 3-man team with me, an animator out of the UK, and an artist out of the Philippines. You know, so this is what we've accomplished. I'm super proud of, and it's huge, but it's just the first step in what we're looking to do.
Right on. Trav, you ready to pop something?
I don't think my screen is popped up on the thing, so probably not.
Go ahead, and Chris, if you can put Travis's screen up there, we'll swap out and see what kind of chibis he's got. So maybe he'll pop a one of one out of there, and we want to catch that. We don't want to miss that. That's epic stuff.
The screen's there, we go. Gonna pop up here. Is that you?
That's me up there still.
What is that one? That's a pretty cool one.
So that is a blend I just made. That is a Chi-Chi. I don't know if it's still around, but there was a restaurant called Chi-Chi's, Tex-Mex restaurant that I used to go to growing up.
If there's still a Blockbuster in Alaska, there's got to be Chi-Chi's around Florida.
Is there still a Blockbuster in Alaska? Are you kidding me?
I think there's the last one, and it got Twitter famous, and I think that's the only thing keeping it going.
Nice.
Well, dude, this looks sharp. I want to, and you guys that are watching, you know, we're big on supporting independent creators. And I'm going to call on you several times to do that. Go to neftyblocks.com. I'll take you through it again if you don't know where to go. Click the crypto chibi guy right here. Go to the drops. And you can see there's only 19 of these extinct packs left. You guys should go grab those now, because then only the Genesis packs will be left. They're endangered, but these are about to be extinct. And, you know, even if it's just one pack, go support independent creators.
Man, only 21 left of those. Actually, not true. Only 16, because I just bought some.
Travis just got them. Awesome. Hey, dude, thanks for coming on and sharing with us today. And we're going to be keeping our eyes on you and your chibis.
Thanks so much for having me. I know why you guys do this. It's the feeling of popping these packs is incredible.
It is. It's like, I need another dopamine hit. Boom. hit me with it. All right, bro. Take care.
Appreciate cool. you. Thanks for being part of the great community and creating great stuff on your own, man. That's awesome. You've all grown up, brother.
While we're at it, talking about projects that need to be supported, we talked about this on the last Nifty show briefly. Pete, the creator who did the Imposter Punks, came up with these 2000 single edition NFT Rex avatars. You can see they're featured right here on the front of Nifty Blocks. And I'm going to say this is criminal. Only 184 of these have been minted yet. Everybody watching or listening, just go buy one pack and get a cool Rex. We need to support projects like this generative art projects. Ethereum is killing it in this arena, and there's a lot of great projects out there, but people are paying redonkulous gas fees to get this stuff. And I think this is super creative. The price is only it's 100 wax. I mean, that's less than the gas you're going to pay to mint any Ethereum generative NFT.
That is true. Yeah, I just bought some more. We bought some last time, and they're fun. Like, these T-Rex things are very clever and interesting, and they got a fun roadmap. And so when people are doing cool stuff and they got something behind it, go out and support them, like Joel says. I think that's important. Just like our next guest that's coming up here, right, Joel?
Absolutely. We have with us a gentleman who is creating a set of NFTs that have unique weapons for a planned game based on Scandinavian mythology. The game is called Midgard Clash. The website is midgard.cards, and our guest is Berke Yorick. Berke, welcome to the Nifty Show, good sir.
Welcome. How are you doing?
Good. I can't really hear you, though. Make sure you pull in your mic and... so we can hear the sound of your voice. Well, we'll let you work on solving that. And while you do, I'm going to go ahead and show the site here. If you want to put that up, Chris, while we're working on getting his audio ready. Be part of Midgard's first quest. Own a chest of unique weapons. Midgard is a collection of limited edition of a future game based digital trading cards inspired by Scandinavian mythology. The site is on, is happening right now. I've already purchased and opened and blended some cards, and it looks like it's it's over. The sale's over, and if you want to get any, you have to get them on the secondary market. So there you go.
I didn't get any of these. I was like, only available 24 hours. Purchase now. I was like, all right, good. I'll grab some.
Actually, I think you do have some in your wallet. If you'll go take a look, you'll have a nice surprise there. And we'll find out in a second more of what these are all about. But you got weapons here, which I can't pronounce. I mean, if I was going to look at this, I would call this Mjolnir, but it's not. It's probably, the M's probably silent, right? It's probably just Jolnir.
Mjolnir.
Can you hear my voice right now?
I hear you, but you're really soft. So we're going to need you to pump up the volume in order to hear you loud and clear. We got Gungnir.
Yes, Gungnir.
Ofuo.
Hufuo.
Ofuo. Okay. And Angurvadal.
Angurvadal.
Okay. I'm doing pretty good here. Now this one's going to be... I don't know how this is pronounced. I'm going to go with Leviathan.
Leviathan.
Leviathan. Oh, Leviathan. Like Leviathan.
Yes, like in this one.
All right. How do we get your volume louder? We need to figure out how to get you louder so that we can hear. So what you might need to do is at the bottom where it's got where it shows the mic on the platform, there's a place that you can go to your mic and scroll to your microphone. And then from there, you should be able to select your audio source.
My headphone right now, but
I think your headphone actually might be broken or something. It doesn't sound like when you put that microphone next to you, it still sounds the same.
Yeah, we'll try something else there. That's okay. This is what happens when you go live. So if you go to the site here and you have some from the secondary market, you can click here to open chests. And once again, this takes you to Nifty Blocks. And this is where you have your pack. So I'm going to go ahead and pop a Supreme chest here. It's like a burrito Supreme chest. And we're going to see five different weapons. And different variations here. And I didn't get anything super fancy. I did get a gold. That is not the highest level of cards you can get. But then, as I've already done, you can go to the blends. And let's see if I own. Yes, I do from that pack. Okay, I'm able to make. I think this is the highest level of cards you can make. And it takes four of these golds. Look at that. That's a pretty card right there, Trev.
That is a beautiful card. I think I'm going to open up a pack here, too. I went and bought a couple on the secondary market.
Okay. Let's go ahead and put Travis's screen up there for us, and let's let him open. Once Berke gets his audio resolved, we'll be able to
look at this. I got a platinum. That's nice.
Can you get my voice right now?
Nice.
Maybe unplug your microphone from your jack and then just use the mic in your computer. That might actually be better because it's trying to use the one that's in your headphones, and I don't think that's working. Yeah, so what? I got this right here. That's pretty fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple golds. Got four golds. Nice. A couple silvers.
Yep, if you pop one more, you should have enough to work some blends on this. And what I, you know, what I really want to ask him about, if we can get his audio working, is about the future of the collection, because this sounds like something that is going to be used in a game that he's planning. It looks like Birke is in Turkey, one of my favorite birds.
Boom, I got myself another one of those platinums.
Nice.
All right, so now I can probably go do some blending.
Yeah, throw it in the blender. While you're doing that, Travis, we have a breaking story that is somebody is sharing in the chat room right now. Major League Baseball terminates Topps after 70 years. That sounds like,
wow,
not just the NFTs, but the physical cards themselves. Replaces Topps with Fanatics.
The hell is Fanatics?
I don't know. Birke, go ahead and say something.
Is it my voice?
No, we still can't hear a word you're saying, friend. You look good, though. You look good, and if I could read lips or understand sign language, you know, we could ask you questions here all about what you have planned.
We can barely hear him, so just speak up and let's ask you a question, and we'll listen here. So,
all right, Trav, go ahead.
Yeah, so it looks like, as Joel mentioned, it looks like you might be having a game come out in the future. Yes. So, in your loudest voice possible, tell us about the game.
Can you get my voice right now?
Yes. It's soft, but go ahead. Talk loud.
Okay. We are planning a game, PvP and PvE clashes, and we created the weapons right now, and we are going to create character cards and dungeons also. Dungeons are going to be lands in our games, and people are going to dungeon and attack it, and there's monsters in the dungeons, and people going to attack with one character card and three weapons, and we have a mystery card is coming up when you blend four platinum cards. It's 10 max supply, and it's also run out right now. When the chest openings, it gets done in 2 minutes.
All right, so game's coming. So I'm assuming that the more powerful the weapon that we have, you know, if we look here at mine, I've got this Leviathan Platinum. That's going to be a lot stronger than, let's see if I've got one of the silver.
You can check the back images from Atomic Up. There is attack power on the left on the card, and we have ownership cards with 10 max supply with four platinum card blend for each weapon.
Leviathan is the mystical ancestral sword of the mischief god Loki. Leviathan is kept in the Norse underworld Hell, where it lies in an iron chest secured with 9 locks. I'm assuming one of these is the attack.
Yes, and the left one is attack. Right one is the defense for the PvP.
Nice. Travis, I attack you with my Leviathan. What are you going to defend with?
I have no idea. I'm going to do a bronze, and you're going to kill me.
You just got skewered.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Right through the middle of you.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm shook over here reading this information about Topps and Fanatics right now. So I know
we'll get to that. We'll cover that here in a sec, because I want to find out what's going on with that as well. Birke, what else would you like to tell us about Midgard?
We had a ownership card with blend four platinum cards, and they ran out right now. They had 10 max supply, and they are selling it right now in the secondary market, and someone's holding it. You can check it from templates.
Okay, so if I go to Atomic Hub and go to the Midgard Clash collection, you could see the weapons here. So these are the final weapons? Is this what you're going to need in order to play?
No, the platinum or bronze, you can play with that. But the ownership cards are going to have some important in the game too.
So these, the ones here without the background, these are the ownership cards, and there's only 10 of each.
Yes, 10 for each. And they created in 5 minutes today.
They're all gone.
Yes, they are all gone right now. You can check the secondary market if you want.
Yeah, I'm curious. Let's see what one of these is going for on the secondary market, right? Holy cow. All right. $8,000 and you two can have an Engravidal.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Gore Vidal, who some people are like, I don't know who that is. And that's fine.
That's, you don't I think a lot of people probably have no clue, but that was right. A good try.
That's
you can also check our Medium article from our website right top. We have a game preview at our article.
So you're actually pretty far down the road on this. I mean, this is, you know, you're talking future gameplay, but your development has been happening. Yeah. A lot of times we see people say, hey, we're going to sell these NFTs and then one day we're going to develop the game, but you're doing it now.
Yes. We are planning our tokenomics right now because we want a solid tokenomics. We don't want to be one people going to earn $300 today, 1 month later going to earn $3. We don't mm-hmm. want that. We are creating a stable token for our game. This is our main concern right now.
Excellent. Well, we're going to look forward to seeing this roll out. Now that I've got some weapons, I want to do some battle, Scandinavian style.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I mean, I love the lore of like, so are you saying these are like Vikings or are we talking Scandinavian? We're talking, you know, like right on. So, okay. Right on. So there were some Vikings and stuff over there as well back in the day. Very cool. So looking forward to this. This is some serious old school lore here. I love the TV show Vikings. That was fun. I'm actually a Northman. Norseman, I think, is even funnier. That's a way better show. But the lore is going well here on the Nifty Show. Thanks for coming on, my dude.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Sorry, we didn't get your audio a little better, but Bear K from Midgard. Clash Midgard.cards is where you guys can go check it out, and links to the Telegram, the Discord, Medium, all right here on the homepage. Follow him on Twitter, and if you can pick up some of these cards on the secondary market, sounds like you'll be able to jump in and play pretty quickly, I must say. So Trav, got some more things that I want to share and talk about in the space, but first of all, we had the opportunity to speak with the CEO of Limpo. This is a really interesting set of NFTs that are going to be launching on the Binance Smart Chain and Ethereum for the time being, and had the opportunity to speak with a couple of people that are going to fill you in. So let's go to the tape. On this show about NFTs on Ethereum and on the Wax blockchain, occasionally on Flow. Binance is now a player, and there's been a project that we've been following here for a few months. I'm not sure if Travis has staked anything yet on Limpo, but I've been acquiring some NFTs. And to talk about Limpo today, we have Ada Joe, who's the CEO of Limpo. Ada, welcome to the show. Yeah.
Thanks for having me here.
And we have David Ahn. He's the director of business development at Binance. You guys may have heard of Binance, tiny little exchange there on the other side of the world that a lot of people use. David, welcome to the Nifty Show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit, David, about what's happening in the Binance world, the ecosystem for NFTs, because things are really starting to rock and roll over there.
Yeah, so Binance is really has entered the NFT space with our central marketplace, Binance NFT. So that happened on June 24th. And so we actually released a blog post that talks a little bit about our performance, what we did so far. Let me maybe talk a little bit about the strategy and why we're doing this. And of course, we view NFTs as not a short-term phenomenon. We really view it as one of the driving forces in the crypto industry in the future. So we've seen like a huge uptake early this year, and we're a strong believer that this growth will even become much more dynamic, more than we have seen so far. And so since we're a strong believer in the vision of freedom of money and NFTs as part of that, we decided to engage in a marketplace. It's at nft.binance.com. And what we essentially do is we are a broad curated marketplace. So that means we have a couple of categories, which we're really passionate about, where we believe that NFTs really have a very good product market fit. So this is art, this is games, this is entertainment, celebrities, sports, athletes. So those are the categories that we're really passionate about.
Yeah, it's quite a space. People are really glad to see, you know, Binance getting into the NFT space. What are some of the things that you've seen that have really taken off on Binance so far for the NFTs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have a very interesting product called Mystery Boxes. It's basically a form of, I would say, rather low price, high volume sale, where we in a specific time frame sell a very high volume edition NFT collection. So basically, for instance, we sold in the very first days, soon after June 24th, a collection with from the designer Tokidoki. And so that was in three batches, over 120,000 NFTs. They were sold via so-called mystery boxes. So when you buy one mystery box, you basically get one NFT guarantee, but then you don't know exactly whether this NFT will be like the super, super rare, the rare, or the common NFT. So there's kind of a lucky draw principle. So that has been going really, really well for us. So these mystery boxes on our community sell out in almost a couple of minutes. And that is kind of a very attractive phenomenon that we're kind of seeing in those high volume, low price collectible space. And of course, also art pieces have been sold really well. So we had a Genesis collection of very famous art, such as Andy Warhol's three portraits. And that has also been sold at a couple of million BUSD. So that has also gone very, very well.
Well, you mentioned athletes and sports as one of the main categories. And that seems to be the direction that Limpo is taken. So Ada, let's jump in here. And if you want to share your screen to show us what Limpo is all about, the website is nft.limpo.io. Tell us what you got going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me do that. So I really want to show some of these NFTs, and they might take a small moment to load, but it's worth it. So Limpo, we launched our NFT product. We started working on that in February after Limpo was acquired by Animoca Brands. So the company took this new direction, and this is when we started onboarding the first athletes, and we launched our minting platform in April. And what we do, we have various pools, but I'm going to talk about the athletes pool right now. So we have so far onboarded around 40, 50 athletes. And this is what you just saw here is the usual NFT set that we release on our platform. And I'm glad to hear, Joel, you're interested in that. And as you see, the designs are really cool, animated. And we see that our users really, really love that. Actually, the most successful NFTs are those where we sent our team to meet the athlete to shoot the video and then incorporate that into an NFT. So we see that it's really worth it to produce a high quality NFT. And we see now some sales in the secondary market of the legendary NFTs of around $7,000. So we're happy about that. And of course, this is only the first stage for our product because like, many Animoca Brands companies were going to enter the play to earn space and are creating actually a game where the NFTs are going to be used. And with every athlete, we have one GOAT NFT, and this is what we're going to auction. And here you see Rose Namajunas, an MMA fighter. And what's so special, why I'm so excited about the auction that we're going to host all the NFT marketplace is that in addition to just getting the NFT, the new owners of these cards are going to get a whole package, depending on the price for which NFT is sold, a whole package of additional perks and benefits from signed memorabilia. For example, Rose is giving the gloves that she used when she won the UFC championship title, and games to a ticket to a game, meet and greet, various signed stuff. And like this, we're going to auction 13 NFTs. And the principle is the same everywhere. And some of them even have yearly benefits for a number of years. So once that resold, the whole packet, once the NFTs resold, the whole package of the benefits, for example, a yearly training session with the strongest man on earth, and or playing a cash-free game with a poker superstar, all these benefits are going to transfer to the new owner. So this is how our auction is going to look like. And of course, we're happy to work with Binance because, as you mentioned, on one part of the world, or on the big part of the world, for millions of Binance exchange users, it's very easy to access the NFTs, to participate, to purchase them. It's a whole different user experience than buying from decentralized marketplaces. So we're also going to have some NFTs on OpenSea, but we're really looking forward to put our main stars on the Binance marketplace. And the auction will start. Actually, we're going to make an announcement on the concrete date next week, but it's going to be about the end of the month.
I have a question about this. So, for example, I know people out there are going to want to learn how to stake and earn. And so I have a few thousand of the LMT tokens on Binance, right, on the BSC chain. And then I go to the website and I want to connect my wallet, and it says the BSC chain is the wrong network. I need to connect to Ethereum. So like, there's different tokens on different platforms. Is there a way to explain that so people can understand how they could go about staking?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we did is we bridged our token to BSC, and this is what some users have. And then on our platform, before we're going to transfer everything actually to BSC, which is still technologically, still both parties are working on that. But before that happens, actually users have to go to multi-chain XYZ, and then exchange their LMT tokens on the Binance Smart Chain to the LMT tokens on Ethereum in order to stake them in our platform. And of course, as that, you know, involves some work, of course, you have to have LMTs from before, stake them, have credits. That's why we see that there's more and more uptake on the secondary market, actually, for these NFTs.
But there's also
There's also
a Limpo token, an LYM token. And so that can be a little, you know, what do I do with my LYM token?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Limpo token is the token that was released way back at the beginning of 2018 when we started the company. And now that we entered this new space, are releasing new products, we felt we need a new token. But we kept the old one going, and actually, basically, it's listed on various big centralized exchanges. So for many users, it's kind of the entry into the LMT. What they do, they purchase LYM and then go to Uniswap, for example, and swap the tokens for LMT. And we're holding deep pools there to ensure that there are many ways to reach our LMT token that you actually need for to get the NFTs.
So the LYM token isn't really functional to be used anymore. You just swap it so you can get the stakeable token.
Most of it. There are some pools that we open where you can stake both of them. So then there's this utility that users can stake both LYM and LMT and get other type of NFTs.
I have a question, Ada, around the name of the company, because whenever I first heard Limpo, I'm like, it doesn't say NFT to me, right? Like, nobody likes anything that's limp. Like, you know, so it's like, What's the nomenclature behind the name of your company?
Yeah, we received this question so many times. And then at some point we were like, maybe we should rename. But then, you know, as you said, something strange also just sticks to your mind. But the story of that is that we took this from the Mount Olympus in Greece, a place where the first Olympic Games took place. And just like athletes who want to be the best when they come to the Olympic Games, we want to be the best in what we're doing. And because we're working with sports and our community is called Olympians, so we kind of have this association with Olympic Games.
That makes sense to me now. That makes sense.
Well, and Travis, they could have called it Olympo.
They could have called it Olympo, yeah.
Maybe we'll add this. Maybe we'll add this rebrand to Olympo.
Let me, I'm going to show my screen here, and I'm going to show you that I'm not pulling your leg here. This is my collection of NFTs that I have acquired on Olympo far. And so I pulled the original pool. The pools are all here. You can see in the pull down menu, the athletes, which I was staking athletes until the ones that I could get were gone. And then I unstaked, and then all of a sudden you guys add all these new ones. And I'm like, oh, I've missed all the legendaries. I missed all the epics. I guess I'll go for the more common ones, but maybe explain here what this credit system is. I see numbers, and I see in some cases there's also ETH surrounding some of them. So how does this work?
Absolutely. So when we started this pool, our users could access the NFTs just with credits. So that, you know, everyone knows how that works. You stake the tokens, you get the credits, and then you spend the credits and get the NFT. Now, we saw there's a lot of interest in some cards by our users. So we said, okay, those who want to access those cards faster than others, they can do that by adding more credits, by spending during a limited amount of time, by spending more credits, or by spending more credits plus Ether or LMT. So the users are going to be able to choose what they want to add on top. For some, it might be easier to just add Ethereum. For others, maybe they have extra LMT tokens that they want to use here. So for a limited time, after we drop a new collection for a limited time, those who kind of add extra on top are going to access the NFTs first. And then after the time expires, we just get back to the same old credit system.
These are my favorite right here still.
This is what I've been talking about. Yeah. So Sergey, our team actually went to meet him. And you see that they look differently because he was actually, we produced these videos and then used them for NFTs. And actually we did a poll with our community. We asked them which NFTs they like most, and they said they like these NFTs most. Yeah.
Well, it's the intensity.
I couldn't get hold of the legendary myself, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
And now for some new ones, we actually did the same. We went to see the athlete. Of course, it's much, you know, it takes time and much more expensive to produce them. But I feel it's really, really worth it. And it's nice to engage the athletes this way.
Yeah, especially if you're going and some of these NFTs are becoming as much, you said $7,000 for some of these legendary NFTs. So, yeah, go spend a few dollars and go take some great video footage and convert it into amazing experiences for your fans. And I think that's what you're doing. Like, these are really cool. Like, I love sports. My only challenge was I was having a hard time trying to figure out how to connect it. And so I was like, I don't know. So I guess I'm not going to do it. And so I haven't been able to stake them, but I love sports. And I think these are really cool NFTs.
And the problem that you mentioned, this is going to change with time. We're kind of in the early stage. But one new thing that we're going to launch really soon is actually NFT staking. So the NFTs that you have, you're going to be able to stake them and then earn credits on top. So there's going to be, you know, a utility right away of that NFT. And for this, we're going to partner with some partners, or these are just going to be our own tokens that you get for staking.
David, this must be paving the way for other, you know, who are looking at establishing, not just being on the Binance marketplace, but, you know, this creating their own platforms such as Limpo's doing. You guys must be getting all kinds of inquiries now.
Sure. So we're getting inquiries from basically from all areas of sports. Basically, different athletes just want to find their way and how far they can actually use the NFT technology to interact with their fans and engage with their fans. So they want to just use the NFT space and test out. Basically, most of the athletes, for instance, they're just basically testing out how can they use the NFTs to engage their fans, and kind of some of them are even using that as a form of donation. So we also see like many NFT artists or creators actually use, for instance, Binance Charity on top of just using that as an income stream. So I think there are a couple of various use cases that we currently right now see from various NFT artists. Number one, just people who are just trying it out and see how can they engage with their fans. Number two, engaging with their fans and getting additional income stream that they either cash in or basically donate partially. And then, of course, basically some sort of in gaming, we see that a lot where we sold, for instance, with a very cool gaming company, like early access passes to test out how the early community kind of reacts to certain products is also something that worked really well for some gaming companies.
I'm curious around this because we mint a lot on Wax, right? Joel and I are on the Wax Advisory Council. We've minted over a million NFTs with our properties. And I'm curious around some of the forging or crafting mechanics that might be available over on Binance. Could you maybe talk about some of that? Is there, are you have the ability to merge cards, and do you have like pack opening experiences yet? Like how far advanced is the Binance ecosystem when it comes to NFTs?
Mm-hmm. So right now, I mean, since we only launched like 5 weeks ago, those would be, I'd say rather on the roadmap where we say like crafting and merging the kind of NFTs. What we're right now offering to our partners is twofold. Number one is, we basically are interconnected with other like crypto projects such as Barney Park, or we did a drop with Big Time where I was speaking about these early access passes. So we're actually during the drop, their website would actually draw traffic to our website. And then the actual transaction, the primary drop, would actually happen on Binance NFT, because that's kind of the infrastructure, the KYC, the security that we have, the central custody that we have that we offer to our partners in a secure environment that was really working well for our partners. And then secondarily, of course, what will happen in the future more is that we use our secondary market to offer as some sort of an additional liquidity where we will even allow third-party blockchain providers to deposit users, deposit their NFTs on our marketplace. So it's not only going to be about BSC NFTs, but we're also going to allow very soon a deposit of, for instance, Ethereum-based NFTs on our marketplace. Mm-hmm. So you get access to additional liquidity and can actually trade in our ecosystem.
Nice. I want to stake my Limpo NFTs for sure. One more question for Yada before we close out. I know you mentioned earlier that Limpo was acquired by Animoca Brands, and so it's not a surprise to see Rev Motorsport as the latest pool. I did pick up a couple of these Rev Racing keys and am staking the LMT to Rev pair here to earn credits. So I'm assuming that in the near future, we're going to see this fill out here with cars and parts and all kinds of fun stuff from the Rev ecosystem. Is that right?
You're very right. We're working on some cars. So there are going to be athlete branded cars that you will be able to use in the game. And also we're not only working with Rev, but with more partners from the Animoca Brands ecosystem. We're working with Sandbox, with Tower. So we're gonna open more pools in the near future. And I think it's all about interoperability. And as I said, as long as we don't have, we haven't released our own game yet, we want to still enable our users to use their NFTs in games, in a gaming environment. And this is what we're going to do through the partners.
Excellent. Well, Ada, we appreciate you coming on and joining. David, we're going to continue watching the Binance NFT marketplace, and you guys can go check this out. NFT.limpo.io is the place.
Thanks. Thank you for the conversation. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I can't wait to see what they come out with for Rev Motorsport. You know, the key is cool. I picked up a couple of those keys, but I'm waiting to see, you know, what race driver, what cars are going to be in there and what racers.
That's true. My favorite comment on that was when I said, why did you name it Limpo? Nobody likes anything that's limp. I heard you laugh pretty hard on that.
That was funny.
Speaking of limp, so did you hear that OnlyFans is banning all sexually explicit content on their network?
Isn't that their business?
That is their business. That's like, I mean, ESPN.
Isn't that the core?
It is. It's like ESPN saying, hey, we're not doing any more sports ball, or MTV saying, hey, we're done with the music thing. We're just going to do reality TV shows.
Isn't that kind of like MTV saying we're not doing music videos anymore?
Exactly.
And then we went this thing right here. So here's this is on this website. I just found inputmag.com. OnlyFans is banning porn, the very thing that made it big. The valuation OnlyFans is seeking as it kicks porn off its platform. No sexually explicit conduct.
Like, why don't they just, because I read this and it said that, because I saw it trending on Twitter when we were in this and showing that video there. And I was like, wait a second, they're doing this to protect themselves with their relationships with banks and payment partners. Mm-hmm. How about the idiots over there at OnlyFans maybe do something with crypto?
Yeah. I'm thinking to myself, are these people, obviously they're not completely stupid, because maybe they just got lucky. I mean, let's face it. How hard is it to build an app where people are selling porn? You know, it's low hanging fruit, right? So maybe they got lucky with this. Mm-hmm. It's not that complicated, but I'm wondering where the wisdom is in doing this and how this is going to affect their valuation.
Yeah. I'm going to miss the nipples. It's going to be sad.
I'm pleased to say I've never been to
OnlyFans. The only time I'll go is like, if I'm looking there on Instagram and I'm like, oh, this girl's cute. Look at this photo here. And I was like, oh wait, her bio, she has OnlyFans. Oh wow. Really? Well, that's nice of her. God bless her heart. Bless her heart.
So that move got to make you wonder. This move makes a lot of sense. We announced from somebody mentioned here in our chat live on the YouTubes that Major League Baseball is making a big switch. After 70 years, they are going from using Topps as their partner for creating Major League Baseball cards to Fanatics. And Travis, do you know who Fanatics is?
Fanatics is it's a memorabilia and sports. It's like a sport. You can buy apparel there. I remember they started in like, what, mid-90s sometime. Well, they sell hats and jerseys and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. They launched
Here's what
NFT.
You might not know. Oh, Handy wow. Digital that we talked about on the Nifty Show, the Nifty News the other day when we looked at those Bitski was selling, those stadium NFTs.
Yeah.
Those are Candy Digital. And now Fanatics is launching their NFT firm with Candy, which includes investments from Gary Vee and Mike Novogratz. So Gary's, you know, he's taken over the world. He is serious about
it. He wants to buy the Jets, baby. He's like, yeah. I'm going to buy the Jets, hell or high water, and he's getting into some big things. Now, check this out. The LA Angels, I don't know if you follow sports ball or not, but there's this player named Shohei Ohtani. He's a Japanese baseball player, and he's hit 40 home runs so far this year. But not only that, he's also a starting pitcher, and he's in the running for the Cy Young. So he's really? Literally in the running for the Cy Young and they're running for the MVP because he has more home runs than anybody in the league. He's literally the second coming of Babe Ruth. doing stuff that Babe Ruth didn't do because Babe Ruth really didn't pitch and hit at the same time.
Right.
So Shohei Ohtani signed an exclusive memorabilia deal with Fanatics back in July. And so Fanatics is on the come up. And here's one of the things that I think that Topps maybe they sort of were playing it a little too safe with, you know, they came out of the gates and they really kind of catapulted NFTs with Garbage Pail Kids. They that's what really catapulted it with Wax. But I think they were holding back a little too long with doing NFTs with Topps with baseball. And I think that that's a problem. They have this huge database of all of these cards on their Bunt app. Billions of assets on this card, and none of those are NFTs. They should have been finding a way to converting those NFT, those digital assets on Bunt and on they had another one called NFL Huddle or whatever in the basketball. Converting those assets into digital assets, that would create a whole lot of value for them. They didn't do that, and they did, and they were kind of dabbling. They were doing some stuff over here, some stuff over there, and I think they saw. You know, the people at MLB saw what was going on at MLB or at NBA Top Shots, and they're like, "Where's our billions of dollars? You know, where is this?" And so, this deal here with Fanatics is rumored to be a $2 billion deal.
Wow. Well, this is big stuff. I wonder how Tobin's feeling today over there.
Well, they did give him a chance to match the deal. They give him a chance to match the offer. Topps declined to match the offer.
Wow, willing to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. And I'm curious to see what they're going to do going forward with their digital products. I know that, you know, they're working on stuff. I don't know. Somebody mentioned this too in the YouTubes that the NFT portal on Upland apparently is live. So you should be able to bring your, if you have mythic blockchain heroes, block explorers from the Upland Collectibles Blockchain Heroes Edition, allegedly you can now bring them into Upland. I'm assuming you have to go into the game itself to do it. There's an NFT portal guide here on their Medium, uplandme.medium.com. If you want to see how this works, I do own a couple that I got from PAX, so I'm considering doing it. Here you go. Here's how to verify your account and how to transfer your NFT into Upland. Looks like it's as simple as using the portal to transfer your item from your wallet. Even though we've already got custom explorers for ourselves, I'm going to have to try that just to play with one. I think I've got a Creatrix Mythic.
Mm. Yeah, actually, I know when we were doing the common burn the other day, I was opening up some packs, and then I realized, wait a second, I opened up a Mythic in one of those. Just went by. I didn't even realize it.
Yeah. So only the blockchain heroes, they're the yellow cards, and they kind of pulse a little bit. They have 5 stars on them. Those are the ones here. I don't know why they're showing this here on their thing, because that is a 1-star common for the emissary, but there's a video here that shows you how to use the portal. A couple other things. This is quickly turning into my favorite place to see what's coming up here, niftydrops.io. We had the creator on the show recently. And download the app. And here's why I like download the app. Because when you have the app and you click on something, there's an add to calendar button. You just tap it and it automatically, you pick which of your calendars you want it on. Boom, it's there. And so you can get notified when that launch happens. And there's a lot of cool stuff that is coming up. Speaking of chibis, chibi dinos are nice. Coming.
Craigs and koalas that are coming tomorrow.
CryptoPunks, Miss Crypto Club, Neo's Bizarre.
CryptoPunks, what are those? Based off the police from the 1970s show Chips.
Yeah, American right. Prada. 512 3D rendered CryptoPunks Ponch and John. There you go. August 20th. But there was one that just took place today that's already sold out that we showed on the last Nifty show, and it's done. They're sold out. But check these out. PlayingArts.com. Their cards, they sold these packs, 3,915 packs. Each one had 2 cards made by 55 different artists. I don't know if they were all different artists, but 55 artists contributed.
They were all 55 different artists. Each one did one card.
Each one did a card, and there's 150 of each of these cards. So this is not generative. This was a pack sale with these cards in it, unless you got the Joker, and there was like 50 of each of the Jokers. But I pulled this one, Trav, which I think is really cool, by Victor Vector. What's our Victor, Victor?
Mm-hmm. No, I looked at that one. That was one that I almost got. I was almost able to pick that one up for 0.07 ETH on the secondary market, but I wasn't able to get it.
Some of them are animated, some of them are not, but they're all super cool. This is another one that that I pulled.
Which one?
So you'll have to go to the secondary market now if you you want these. But
I want to give a shout out to them. For one, I think if you say you're going to do something at 3 p.m. Eastern time, don't do it at 2:35 Eastern time.
They launched early.
That pisses
early.
Me off. That's complete bullshit, dude. These cards are people have their time set up. They're doing stuff, and they're going to come around at around 2:50 to get ready because the launch is happening, and you just got ants in your pants all of a sudden. You're like, oh, we decided to launch 25 minutes early. Ha, ha, ha. And, like, it pissed a lot of people off, man. I went in their Discord, and that delivered no delight except for the people who were the ones that were just happened to be in there and got in early. So don't do that.
That was me. I knew it was coming up. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to see if they're talking about it in the Discord. And I saw the link and I'm like, oh, crap, he's minting early. All right, I'm in. And then I messaged you. So you picked up one of these, right?
I picked up one of those, on the secondary market.
This one right here, the Burrow.
I picked up some of my favorite ones. Scroll down. I picked up the three of clubs, which I really liked.
This one
that's three of clubs. I got the three of spades and the three of diamonds.
Nice.
Picked up both of those. Cool. I like that one. I thought that was pretty cool. I got the four of hearts. No, four of diamonds. I got the four of diamonds.
This one right here. Yeah.
Cause to me, I was just going through like, which ones look the coolest to me? They look cool hanging on a wall. That one was one. I got the, ace of spades. The ace of spades. The ace of spades.
I got the ace of base.
You did? Nice.
This one's a Baugasm.
Nice. I got the ace of spades right there. And then I also got the king of I didn't get a king. I thought about getting a joker, but I'm not paying those prices on secondary for those jokers. Those things are a joke.
Pretty crazy. So
but we knew we loved these. We said when we saw these, I looked at these. I mean, we were talking about these in the Nifty Show news segment. So every Tuesday we do a news segment that is also part that we make a video. So we do the whole show, which is the podcast, but then we do this the section called The Floor, where we're talking about these generative pieces of art, upcoming NFTs, and we're streaming live on them. And these was the one that I saw, and I said, these are going to be good. These are going to sell out, I would think, quickly. And they sold out before they even launched, because they were supposed to launch at 3 o'clock Eastern, and they sold out in like about, 5 minutes or so?
Super fast. So congratulations to the dude who did it. I think his name is Sasha. At least that's what he goes by on the Discord. And I really, really like niftydrops.io. And I wish they were paying us to say that, but they're not. So some really cool stuff here to check out. The other thing I want to talk about, Sir Lord Travis, is I've been consulting with the team behind Stony Baloney cards. Yeah, right up your alley, right? Yes, it's about exactly what you think it's about. If you haven't seen this yet, check out the characters here. These are some of the base cards. Wait till you see the variations. The pack sale is going to happen on August 31st, and there is going to be some really cool real-world value stuff attached to this, some physical product that is being developed by Graffiti Kings. And here's some of the paraphernalia. Check out Josie Joint, Vinny Vape.
Bruno. How many characters are there?
Bruno Bong. I want to say there's 14 in all with these variations. The Alive is going to move. Blaze, you can imagine what that looks like. Trippin, Tetrominoes, Stoned, Munchies, and Hotbox.
It's the Extraordinary.
So join their Telegram and their Discord. They've got a Twitter that you can follow as well. But right up here at the top, I believe there should be only, yeah, right here to the Telegram. And Munchie cards are on Atomic Hub. They do free drops of some of these from time to time. But right now, if you want to pick up a Munchies card, looks like the lowest price one is $3.22. So I'm just going to grab that first one right there because I want some pizza, some pizza. StonyBaloneyCards.com is the site, and I think this is going to be a big sale. These cards are very fun.
That is true. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. A lot of great stuff going on in the world of NFTs. As always, you know, you go check out Rarity Tools or Wax Guide if you're looking for some of the wax drops, NFT Insider, as Joel has mentioned, niftydrops.io. Or what you can do is tune in every Thursday at this same bat time, same bat channel for the Nifty Show, because we'll go in and we're gonna highlight some of these top projects that we found, interview some of the cool people who are doing cool things. And we're out there doing that. What do you think, Mr. Lord Joel Kahn?
Hit the subscribe button, ring the bell, ring all the bells, go run up and down the street, hit your neighbor's doorbells without a mask on, and say, keep it nifty.
There you go. Keep it nifty.